I don't even know how I lost that bolt and wing nut, but I was thinking that I probably should buy me a one of those locking nuts that I could go ahead and bolt just on the end of that bolt. So if it loosened up, you ain't going to lose it because it can't get past that the nut on the end.
Yep. Yeah, that's... That's if you can find the wing nut with the nylon on the end of it. But, you know, like I said, every one of them I bought, they all from China because when you replace them with SAE, they don't fit through the blade.
I can't believe that, dude. You were right. I can't believe it, though.
Every single one of them. Every one of them does that. I had to do all of them, and, you know, every time I just done it when I bought them, got it ready for when I lost it, had a couple of them sitting in the underneath the dash. They had like a tray on the truck I had, and I'd just keep a couple of them in there because you lose them constantly. I could never find the little nylon lock nuts. What I did start doing, though, is taking a flat chisel, setting the wing nut down, and flat chiseling the top of them and, like, crisscross it and making my own lock nut. You had to do it probably, I don't know, once or twice a season, and then they would lock down that way, just flatten the top out a little bit.